Hello, everyone. My name is Charlie, and the purpose of this podcast is to help you to learn how to study. I currently teach at a large university in the Midwest, and I have designed a class to tell you about the best practices for truly learning the material you will be tested on at university based on the scientific evidence. Our first episode today will focus on the importance of reading the textbook before you go to lecture. I am a scientist, and I was trained as a scientist. This means that when someone tells me something, the first thing that pops into my head is, show me the data. Many years ago when I was a student, the data was not readily available, but I'm happy to say today it is. We know how the average student learns new material best and what methods really work. How many times have you gone to lecture and not prepared ahead of time? I mean, you have just shown up and hoped for the best? Well, it turns out this is doing yourself a big disservice. According to William J. Gammerdinger and Thomas D. Coker, 2018, there is inherent value in reading the textbook before you go to lecture. Gammerdinger and Coker found that in their University of Maryland genetics course, which consisted of almost 180 students, the top quartile of students found that reading the textbook significantly enriched their performance on exams and in class. Not surprisingly, the bottom quartile read the textbook after lecture, though they still found it to significantly enrich their learning experience. Overall, these results suggest that pre-lecture reading is correlated with overall course performance. Additional surveys and subsequent statistical analyses by Gammerdinger and Coker using this same genetics class found that pre-reading the textbook before lecture, grade point average, and major were each found to significantly explain test averages. In short, if you want to do your best on your college exams, all of which will add up to your GPA and lead to your future career options, read the book. If you want to learn more or see for yourself, this study was published online in the Journal of Microbiology and Biology Education in 2018.